Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 4th of December, partly cloudy, slightly chilly morning here in Auroville on 25 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect periods of clouds and sun with a shower, and over the night partly cloudy. Chance on precipitation on 55% and chance on thunderstorm on 20%. Temperatures ranging from low of 24 to high of 29 with heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 99%. On Saturday, 2nd of December, Charlie in Evergreen recorded the highest rainfall in 24 hours this year, 104.2 mm. On average over the years in this record, there is just above 2 days per year with rainfall above 100 mm, but in the years he recorded the maximum days above in a year is not more than 4 in any year, but some have none, like last year. In 1998 he recorded 271.6 mm in 24 hours between December 9th and 10th. And we are almost on 100% of annual average, and still we have more 1 month to go. In today's news we are featuring an excerpt of interview with Jill inviting us to King Lear by William Shakespeare on December 7, 8 and 9 at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti Theatre in Eden Chavadi Road. Good morning, Jill, and welcome back to our studio.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for inviting me. Please come. Everybody's welcome. Admission is free. The play will be typically Shakespeare. It's about 2 hours long, so be prepared for a grand production of at least 2 hours. I think you will. There will be some surprises. We have Kalu from Ulukio Circus working with us, so she has brought in some other
magical aspect. No.
Yes, some other magical circus aspect. I don't want to say too much about that. That would be a spoiler.
That sounds like a really interesting tragedy, and it has. Wow. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So everybody invited, King Lear, please come December 7th, 8th and 9th at Adi Shakti, 7 o'clock.
And here we also have an excerpt of interview with Bavia made by Ira and Dee at the occasion of yesterday's Bridging the Gaps at Adventure Ground.
So could you just describe all the activities that were taking place at today's community event?
So at today's community event, we started with a parade at the center of the Eden Chavadi village. And there, our aim was to just gather people, get them curious about what we're doing. So we did a few dances, games, stuff like that. Then we walked down to the field here. And here, what we wanted to do is just get kids to get to know each other, because a lot of them are from different villages, different schools. So we just played a lot of games together, danced, and there's just incentives, free food, you know, activities, fun. Yeah, the community event just aims for people to meet each other, yeah.
Yeah, and the overall aim of Bridging the Gap?
Is to bridge gender gaps. So basically for kids to know that they can be comfortable and they can talk to and they can just exist with the opposite gender.
Thank you so much.
Your resident assembly service is happy to invite you to a thank you celebration for outgoing members and the welcoming for the new members of 4 participatory working groups on Monday, 18th of December at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. After the thank you for the outgoing members, you will enjoy the presentation of the Auroville Council, Working Committee, Funds and Assets Management Committee and the newly formed L'Avenir d'Auroville. And the welcoming will be followed by refreshments and light snacks and dance together. Cats are featuring progressive integral economy, an economy with engagement steps for all. First one will be in French on Tuesday, 5th of December, and the English version will be on 12th of December, which is next week, Tuesday, by Eve and the Lotus Groups. On Progressive Integral Economy, an economy with engagement steps for all. Both sessions will be at Unity Pavilion at 4:15 to 6:30 p.m. They're also asking you to write to them if you're gonna attend, and you can write to eve.laborde@gmail.com to confirm your presence for the French session on 5th of December or for the English session on 12th of December. And on Thursdays at 3 p.m. at Le Morgan in Town Hall, this week another meeting of Prosperity Team. On Saturday 9th of December at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, MMC in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents Geopolitical View of Mediterranean by Nadir Benmati. And here's announcements for those using the Auroville bus to have Darshan in Sri Aurobindo's room on December 5th, which is tomorrow, Sri Aurobindo's Mahasamadhi Day. The bus will leave from Matri Mandir at 9 via the ordinary road and return from Pondi at noon. No tokens are required. AHA Kindergarten would like to invite us to their annual open house on Saturday 9th of December between 2:30 to 5 p.m. AHA Kindergarten is located at Centerfield Corner. And they host fun activities for 3 to 6 years olds, balloons, bubbles, face painting, henna, puppet show, craft corner, sand pit, play-doh, music session. And there will be also available delicious snacks to fuel you along. We already know that on 23rd of December there would be an interesting session, Facing Mental Challenges on the Spiritual Path, by Dr. Alok Pandey from Sri Aurobindo Ashram, and that would be at Savitri Bhavan in Sangam Hall. And our Sangamam celebration for the 50th anniversary, they're saying it's a group of people coming together, confluence, togetherness. And around 50 people have been meeting regularly over the last 3 months as part of the Auro Sangamam team. The first outcome was the Auro community celebration of Deepavali in front of the solar kitchen, and Deepavali's celebration was very well attended and enjoyed by the community. Since then, they have been focusing on organizing an Auro Sangamam celebration for the 50th anniversary, in collaboration with Bharat Nivas and the Auro 50th anniversary team. They plan to come together with Auroville workers and Aurovillians on February 4th as a full-day program. They would like to honor those who have helped in building Auroville, particularly the workers and the Aurovillian pioneers. They truly hope for this event to bring people together by sharing a cultural program with space for games, food, entertainment and education. They hope to create a space for lively discussion on their early days, recent achievements and future dreams for this Auroville region. They hope this event will help the bioregion to understand Auroville and for Aurovillians to understand our neighbors. It would be a space for both communities to honor and embrace one another, celebrating the unity and diversity within our community. Overall, they believe that this event will further strengthen relationships with neighboring villages. So they would like to invite anyone from Auroville and from the bioregion to join them in organizing the Sangamam celebration for the Auroville 50th anniversary. Their team will be contacting Auroville units and activities to invite people to join the celebration, and they kindly request you all for your cooperation and support. They meet every Tuesday at 5 p.m. at Whitehall at Bharat Nivas, for all those who are interested to help them to organize this event. Next Monday, December 11 at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, there will be a general meeting of International Zoom at 4 p.m. The pavilion groups and activities in the international zone are growing, so Auroville benefits daily from those developments. So this general meeting will give first priority for the small emerging groups to present their work. And after will be also a report from the international zone's recent presentation at Auroville's exhibition in association with UNESCO in New Delhi, as well as a report about progress here in Auroville. In today's news, we also have a newsletter from Annapurna Farm Support Group, where Thomas tells about his cows and the start of the dairy farm. A more complete version of this newsletter was sent to their subscribers and supporters. So if you'd like to receive an Annapurna e-newsletter regularly, You can send them in the mail as with your email address at annapurnafarm@orville.org. And on the text you can see a PDF file of the newsletter. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen The Mother on Sri Aurobindo, followed by Our Gratitude and Musical Offering. At Neem Tree tomorrow they will screen Big Hero 6, a children movie, at 6 p.m. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Indian drama comedy Candy from Bareilly, made in India in 2017, directed by Ashwin Ayatiwar. Tomorrow, Potpourri comedy drama Sierra Nevada, made in Romania, France, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Croatia, Republic of Macedonia in 2016 by writer and director Kristi Puhy. On Wednesday, interesting documentary Even When I Fall, made in Nepal, India, UK in 2017 and directed by Sky Neal and Kate McLaren. From the words of The Mother, Volume 14, we read, "On the spiritual path, each step forward is a conquest and the result of a fight." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orogoradio.org.